This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton.
And I am Christopher Benton. No, I am Christopher Thompson.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, everybody. We are here to answer your questions on this beautiful, well, we're recording on a Sunday, but it is a beautiful Sunday.
It is a beautiful Sunday, but you're going to be listening to this on a beautiful Saturday.
That's right. I hope it's a beautiful Saturday where you are. Right now, it smells like cookies because Chris just walked in with fresh baked cookies.
And she won't let me eat them. She made it specific and no eating cookies.
While we're recording, right. Yes, they do not want you chewing into the mic. That is absolutely 100% accurate.
We are giving something away today.
We are giving something away
today. Do you know what it is?
I do know.
That's right, because you set this whole thing up.
I do. I have a little bit something to do with the podcast. Just a little something. No, we haven't done this one in a while.
It has been quite a while since I've shipped this out.
I mean, I feel like it's been at least 6 weeks since we gave this away.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. You want to say what it is?
Yes. It's a brand new box of Energy Plus.
So this is an all-natural drink mix that has a little bit of caffeine, lots of vitamins, minerals, matcha. It's like a pomegranate lime matcha flavor.
Yeah,
I think.
It's very good.
It is so good. And the thing that, well, I like it because it's all natural. I like it because it's portable and convenient. And I also like it because it's not like a really strong flavor. It's mild, but it's not bland.
No, it's a wonderful additive to my water.
Yeah. Yeah, we are like obsessed with Energy Plus. You've probably heard us talk about it a million times because sometimes Chris will go through like 5 or 6 in a day.
She gets a little aggravated when I do that because the stuff's not free. No, I mean, it will be for you if you win.
If you win today, it will be for you. And the box has 30 stick packs in it. And the cool thing about the caffeine in it, it's just a little bit. So there's no like jittery, no crash. It's just a very steady, steady energy. And that's why we love it. We've been talking about it for, I don't know, over a year now.
Yeah.
And, so we're going to give away a box.
We are.
To a winner.
A box that I filled myself picking Energy Plus off of the tree we have in our yard.
Yeah, exactly. We will announce the winner at the end of the show, but just want to remind you guys that we give something away every single Saturday, and you can win in one of three ways. If you do all three, you get three chances to win. The first one is leave a review of the podcast in Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes in Amazon. You can share on social media something that you have listened to and really learned about the podcast.
You can bribe Christopher at primalpotential.com.
I feel like that could totally happen. Yeah.
I might be able to be bought. Let's see what you guys come up with. Be creative. Not too creative.
Seriously. Good God. You just opened yourself up for some ridiculousness. Anyway, so
I don't even know if that's the right email address, so who knows who's going to get that.
Where we are right now is in launch mode for fall 12 Weeks to Transformation, and
I have an idea. Let's do our questions today about the 12 Weeks of Transformation.
Well, the good thing about that is, yes, for sure, but the good thing about that is we've been getting a ton of questions, and for a lot of reasons. We've been doing the 12 Weeks to Transformation for several years now, and this fall is our last one ever. We're going to talk about that too, because a lot of people want to know why.
Forever.
But yeah, so 12 Weeks to Transformation. I want you all to have all the information you need to make a great decision, right? And yeah. And I always say this to people, and Chris hears me on phone calls all the time to know that this is true. You're never going to get a sales push from me for the 12 weeks. And there's one very selfish reason for it. I don't want to work with anybody that doesn't want to work with me, because that would suck. You know, like I have so many colleagues in this space that are like, you know, these are all the things that we do and the things that we say to get people to say yes. And I do zero of those things, because if you're not excited to work with me, it's not going to be fun for either of us. So what my goal is, and all of our questions today are very much from those that have come in about the 12 Weeks to Transformation. My goal is to tell you as much as you need to know. And then I think what's going to happen is you're either going to have a sense of like, I think I really need this. I think this would be good for me. Or you're not. Even if you have that sense of, I think I should do this. I think I need this. That doesn't mean that you don't have fears, doubts, reservations. In fact, I've never made a commitment to anything, whether it was a business coach, whether it was a, you know, any kind of personal endeavor, a mastermind. I've never made one without some kind of like fear or nervousness of, mm-hmm. of what was to come. So that part is really, really normal. But we just want to give you all the information and then you have to decide, is this the right thing for me or not? And if you're on the fence and you're not sure, message me. The best way to do that, direct message me on Instagram. That's the fastest way to get a response from me. Instagram, you can find me at Elizabeth Benton. But message me and let's talk about it, because I would hate for you to either make assumptions or have fears and doubts that we could have worked through and come up with a plan for, except for you didn't share them. So anyway, let's dive into the questions. Kind of start kind of basic.
Yeah, it's really basic. Question number one. What is a 12 weeks of transformation?
So it's funny because...
Elevator pitch.
You know who said that to me very recently? Side note. Box owner.
Dave. Oh, Dave.
Yeah. And he's done it several times. It's like, do you forget that you've asked me this before? Like, elevator pitch. What is it that you do?
Maybe he's just giving you practice in the elevator pitch.
Maybe he is. So the reason that we created the 12 weeks to transformation is because I have worked with enough clients and seen so many clients or even just listeners struggle year after year after year with the same thing. But the most frustrating part of watching them struggle, and I've walked this myself, is that they're really trying. They're trying a lot of different things. They're jumping from approach to plan to whatever. And honestly, I see this whether it's somebody working on weight or it's somebody working on finances or it's somebody working on relationships or it's somebody working on all of the above. But what they're focused more on is the to-dos. I need to get up earlier. I need to have a morning routine. I need to journal. I need to meditate. I need to eat better. I need to exercise more. And then inevitably, the same excuses and exceptions derail them every time. So then they switch and they say, all right, I'm done with that. I'm starting this. I'm geared up for it. I'm motivated. I'm excited. But then the same frustrations, disappointments, fears, doubts follow them time after time after time. So the 12 weeks to transformation is a way of guiding you through a very practiced-based approach to changing the way you think. Because we've talked about this a lot on the podcast recently, how nobody will coach you more than the voice in your own head, right? It is the voice in your head that's saying, hit snooze, it'll be fine, you can do it later. It's the voice in your head that's saying, you've been so good, have this one thing, we'll do better tomorrow. But the idea of elevating the voice in your head so that the coach that coaches you, you, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, gets better, that can become very sort of ambiguous, not practical. We understand it in theory, but we don't really know what it looks like as a practice. So the 12 weeks to transformation is 12 weeks of practice at doing just that. And we have a different challenge every week. We have daily coaching audios that reinforce it. We have weekly coaching calls, all of those kinds of things to really make practical the idea of I've got to be a better thinker so that I can be a better decision maker, so that I no longer succumb to the same excuses over and over and over again. But yeah, that's kind of the nutshell.
Not an elevator pitch.
I know. I know.
I'm really glad you didn't do that though, because that can just... you lose a lot in that, I think.
And it's my show. If it want to be an 8-minute explanation, it's going to be an 8-minute explanation.
Easy for you to say.
No, clearly not. I just tripped over that word. Anyway.
Next question. And you kind of already answered it when you answered the first question, but who is it for?
We have men. We have women. A lot of people think it's just for women. It's not. We have guys that go through. We have people who are in their 20s. We have people who are in their 70s. And we have people, I would say probably about 50% of people come in with the goal of wanting to lose weight, which is more reflective of the fact that the majority of people want to lose weight.
Oh yeah, that's definitely, like, if you ask 10 people, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? I'd like to lose some pounds.
Yeah. But a lot of folks really do understand just the mindset piece. Maybe they want to eat a little bit better. Or they want to exercise more consistently, but they don't have a specific weight loss goal. I would say this kind of more generally. Anybody who wants a process for creating change because they felt like their intentions, their goals, their aspirations, their plans haven't carried them through so far. They really want like a process and a little bit of structure around creating change. Yeah. If that is you, that is who it's for.
Yeah. And no matter what the change is, like you said before, anyone wanting to make financial changes in their life,
relationship, career, body, health, fitness, family, you name it.
Yeah. It's about, you know, improving you.
Yep.
For you. All right. Question number three. How much is it?
So I usually take people through a process for this because if somebody said to me, how much is a car? It would be like, well, what kind of car are we talking about, right? The context really matters there. So I'm happy to shoot straight about the numbers and we'll get there. But let me take you through the process. And if you're somebody who's considering this, what I would love for you to do is grab a blank piece of paper, hit pause as I go through this because I want you to work through this for yourself, or you can do it a little bit later, but make sure you do this. The first thing I say is, if we got to the end of the 12 weeks together and you felt like it was a huge win, a big success, you were super happy with how things went, what would have happened? Like, what has to happen so that if at the end of the 12 weeks you're like, that was so worth it, what got done?
Okay.
Then people tell me what that is, and we have a conversation about, do I think, based on what the 12 weeks is and based on what you share that you're able and willing to do I think we can do that together? And let's just say that I say, yes, absolutely, we can do that together. The next question I ask is, what is that worth to you? Because if I put myself in those shoes a few years ago and somebody was having this conversation with me, I might have said, I want to feel more in control with my relationship with food. Like, I can trust myself. And if somebody said, yep, okay, because of this and this and this and this, we can do that together in this time. And then what is that worth to you? It would have been worth a lot because I had spent a lot of time and a lot of money trying to get that with no results. So I like to know what would make it a big win. Then we talk about if we can do that. And like I said, if you're on the fence and you want to actually have this conversation with me, send me your answers and we'll talk about it. DMing me is the best way to do that. Anyway, then I say, what is that worth to you? And from there, we transition into, okay, let me tell you how I think we can do that in the 12 weeks, whether it's in part the identity journal, whether, because we send that in the mail to you, you get that physical identity journal, or if it's specific challenges that I think are going to be really advantageous, or it's the connection of the daily coaching audios or the accountability of the weekly coaching calls, whatever it is, we go through all of the deliverables of the 12 weeks that would support that goal. And then and only then do I think that it makes sense to talk about the dollar, because then we really understand what you want, the value it has for you, what you're getting for the exchange of that money. And so depending on when you sign up, because we have some early bird discounts and things like that and some bonuses, you're looking at about $1,500 if you pay upfront in full. And then if you do 3 monthly payments, it ends up being a little bit more than that. However, we are doing something we've never done before, because there's 3 tiers of the 12 weeks to transformation. So theoretically, you could do your first 12 weeks, your second 12 weeks, your third 12 weeks. But since it's the last 12 weeks, we are actually doing an insane opportunity. I kind of can't even believe we're doing this, but for $500, you can get lifetime access to all 3 levels. So you pay for your one, right? So $1,500 for that one, but then for just $500 more, you get lifetime access, forever it's yours, not just to the one, but to all 3 levels, which is really kind of nuts.
No, I was not aware you were doing that. That is insane.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Really crazy. Considering that alone is less than veterans.
Yep, it is. It is.
So
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're a wild and crazy guy. Next question. It's an old Saturday Night Live reference. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm like, Dan Aykroyd and Steve Martin.
Next question.
Next question, and kind of already answered this one as well, because the questions all loop back to themselves because the program works for so much. What if I don't have weight to lose?
Totally fine. What I would say to you is, like I said a few minutes ago, only about 50% of people come in wanting to lose weight, and that's not right or wrong. I don't want you thinking about, am I the oldest person? Am I the youngest person? Am I the only person here for weight loss? Is everybody here for weight loss? What? It really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you're here for. So as long as you have a sense of this is the change I want to make, or these are the changes, multiple, because I've never met anybody who comes in for just one thing.
Good. We're done. I'm fixed. See you later.
but yeah, it's totally fine. Totally fine.
Absolutely. All right. The next question, how much time will it take? How much time do I have to commit to it each week?
I love this question because it reflects what I hate about so many other programs. What I mean by that is a lot of times programs function a lot like college coursework. You know, you have to go to class and then you've got to spend 3 or 4 hours studying. And if you've got 2 part-time jobs, you're trying to squeeze in study time here and there. The problem with that model is that if something comes up in your life, the first thing that goes is the time you're supposed to make, you know? And I knew that if it was that kind of model, it wouldn't be effective for people. So the way that we have designed the 12 weeks to transformation is such that, okay, so we have one challenge every week. We're focused only on one thing every single week. You don't have to carve out time like a college course to do that. You are actually practicing that in your life as you live it, not added onto your life as you live it. So whatever the focus is for the week, like say it's some specific awareness thing that we're working on, I want you practicing that while you're at work. I want you practicing that while you're giving your kids a bath at night. I want you practicing that while you're preparing dinner. I want you practicing that while you're getting ready for the gym. So it's not time added. It is time incorporated. It's because remember, it's mindset stuff. So this is happening anyway while you cook, while you clean up, while you take a shower. All of that is happening anyway. So we're just doing it while we're living our lives. Now, with that said, I do want people to spend at least a few minutes a day journaling. But honestly, it's a few minutes a day. Most days, my journaling isn't more than 5 minutes. And then the weekly challenge video will take you probably 30 minutes to watch, maybe 20 minutes to watch. And then the daily coaching audios, those are text messaged to you, and they're an audio message from me. But they're a minute or 2 minutes, and you can listen to them while you drive, while you shower, while you brush your teeth. So that's not really a time-added thing.
Yeah, nice. So it just kind of fits in with the regular course of your day.
It's incorporated into, like, it requires intentionality, but it doesn't require extra hours.
Right. Okay. Because they don't add those to the day. Still 24 hours.
Yeah.
All right. Great question here. Why is it going away?
You know, it's funny because even as you ask that, like, it makes me a little sad. I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's so, so effective. But it's also kind of a new season. And just to be like just really straightforward about how this kind of came about, right after Dagny died, I started writing my second book, but doing the 12 weeks to transformation and the Master's Club and the podcast and everything else that I do, there's not a lot of time to write that book. And also, so part of it is because I want more time to write my next book. Part of it is also because what I've noticed is kind of a desire to help in a bigger way, like bigger than the 12 weeks could ever be. We keep the 12 weeks small intentionally,
right?
Because I'm not going to have more people than I can serve. I answer every single question every single week, and that's limited by design. I love it. It works. But I also know that I just have a calling on my life to help in bigger ways. And sometimes that means making hard decisions. And this was absolutely a hard decision because it's an effective program. It's a program that I love. It's a program that people love. And we're just moving into a new season. The podcast is going to stay for sure because I really love that. But as you guys already know, we've shifted to 2 episodes a week.
Oh, thank God. I'll still be on.
Your job is safe. Your job is safe. But no, I mean, the biggest thing is I knew that I really wanted more time to write. And that's just tough to do. What I had to do to finish Chasing Cupcakes was like take a quarter off. But that's tough to do to my clients. They have come to rely on it, and I don't like kind of pulling it away for just a season when people are in a rhythm and stuff. So we just decided that it's time for a little bit of a shift.
Yeah. Fair enough. And with that format change of the podcast, I was worried because usually it's the high-priced talent that gets cut first. And I think you all know now.
Next
question. What kind of results do people get?
So the other day we aired an episode, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but 808 maybe, that's just a guess, with one of my clients from the summer, and she shared a little bit about this. She was a little worried to invest the money, but what she found, so she spent $1,500, right? She saved $4,000 in the first 8 weeks through the challenges that we were doing and the way that they were changing her mindset and the way that they were influencing the decisions that she made. And that's not an unusual result. People pay off debt. People save more money. It is very, very common for people to say, this dramatically improved my marriage. I feel like I'm a better parent. Of course, weight loss. We've had clients who have lost 20 pounds in 12 weeks. We've had clients who have lost 60 or 70 pounds over, you know, two 12-week sessions back to back. So I guess the one that excites me the most, though, is I feel happier and more at peace, and I'm not so like frantic chasing the next shiny thing or so disappointed in myself. I trust myself. Those are the things that kind of jump out at me.
Okay.
As results.
And yes, it is episode 808.
Oh, thank you.
In regards to the results from 12 weeks.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
So anyone that's curious, feel free to listen to episode 808. You'll get some nice.
And we've done a bunch of episodes with clients too. So right. If you're familiar with the podcast, if you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard dozens of people who have gone through the 12 weeks sharing their story.
True story. I'm worried that I won't follow through. Will this help me with that?
Yes. I can't tell you the number of people who reach out and they're like, I really want to do it, but I'm afraid I won't follow through. And I say to them, that's the reason that you need to say yes, not the reason to consider saying no. The whole reason the 12 weeks was designed is because so many people have not followed through on similar, you know, attempts at change. This is designed to help you become the person who does. So if you have been a chronic quitter, a chronic excuse maker, this is the reason the 12 weeks exist. This is what it is for. This is who it is for. So that is the reason to say yes. I don't want you to let the very reason that this exists be the reason that you don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, following through increases the value for you
mm-hmm.
in the end. All right. This is the P question. I've tried everything under the sun. That's penultimate, everybody.
Yes.
For those just joining us. I've tried everything under the sun. How is 12 weeks different?
In a lot of ways. So one of the ones that jumps out to me, we send you a physical identity journal. We want to guide you through a process of kind of paying more attention to your choices and paying more attention to your thoughts. So you get the physical identity journal in the mail. One of the other things that's really different is that we have a new focus every week. Where I've seen a lot of people struggle with other programs is that there's a set of rules and a set of objectives, and you sort of dive in, and typically by day 4, day 5, day 7, day 12, people feel like they've already screwed up. They've already dropped the ball. And the beautiful thing about having just one thing to focus on every week is that you're not trying to juggle 77 objectives. And on Sunday, we all reset. So it really doesn't matter if you had a crappy week and you were totally off the grid, or if you totally nailed it, we're all starting fresh every single Sunday. We give tons of opportunities to just re-engage. I tell my clients all the time, one of the most critical things that they can learn through the 12 weeks is drama-free re-engagement, right? Doesn't matter if you think you screwed up. Doesn't matter if you feel like you got behind. The most critical skill for success is just re-engaging and recommitting and starting again. Mm-hmm. And it's really designed to do that. And one of the other things that we do to help with that is, well, I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but for me, if I hear a challenge on Sunday, sometimes by Tuesday, I've forgotten what it was because there's just other things happening in life. So yeah. We have these short daily audio messages that get texted to you, and each one of them reinforces the challenge of that week. So every day you're getting a 1 or 2 minute reminder. And listen, if you need to listen to it 20 times in a day, there are people who absolutely do that. But it kind of keeps you engaged, keeps you tethered, keeps you from drifting. And then I think the coaching calls and my presence, everybody who's been through says, well, what I mean by that is there's a lot of set it and forget it programs out
right.
there.
Whereas
where
this, there's
it.
You still involved and there's an accountability
right.
to that.
I'm engaged every day.
Right.
I answer every email. I answer every question on the coaching calls. I don't sign off until every question is answered. We limit it. I have been criticized by professional colleagues for years.
And
for,
her husband.
For limiting it, because it's like, you could make more if you opened it up. But I'm way more concerned about your results than I am about my revenue.
And I think that's one of the biggest things about you.
And people see that. Like,
sets you apart.
That if they're struggling, they email me. I'm a real person. I'm here. When you get your daily coaching audio, you can actually text me back and I will respond. That is so common. Like the other night, Chris and I went on a date, and like the whole drive there, I was answering text messages because I do that every day.
She was. And the worst part is she was driving. No, false. She wasn't. She wasn't. False. I was driving.
Isn't you trying to get me like hate messages?
I was driving.
Oh my God. Just continue with the final question.
The final question, the ultimate question. One of your clients mentioned that her husband wasn't on board with her doing yet another thing, and you gave her a template for talking to him about it. Can you share with us your selling my husband?
It's not selling. Yeah. So this is really common, and it doesn't really matter if you have to do this with yourself or you're doing this with somebody else, but it's a very common thing of like, oh, should I spend, I've spent so much money and I haven't followed through. Like, what's going to make this different? And in this case, I think it was actually Beth on that podcast 808 who shared that she was worried that her husband wasn't going to be down with her spending that money because he's just seen her be inconsistent before.
Of course.
And that comes up every single time. Somebody actually messaged me and was like, can you share that template with me? Thinking it was like a paper, piece of paper template, but it's not. It's kind of just a construct. So what I told her to do is go to her husband. And again, keep in mind, you can have this conversation with yourself if you are the one being like, oh, I don't know if I should spend the money. So I told her, go to your husband and say, I want to do this and here's why. I totally understand that in the past, I haven't been consistent or I've given up or whatever it is. What would you need to see to feel confident in me doing this? What would you need to see in my effort, in my follow through, in my daily actions, or in my results, any of the above? What would you need to see from me to feel like this was worth it?
Yeah.
And typically, it brings forward a really great conversation. And then you get to evaluate for yourself, can I do that? Like, if that's what he wants to see, can I do that? Is that fair? Do we need to talk about it every week? Do we need to check in with it? But I get it when, you know, if you share your income with somebody else and you very much have like a, what Chris and I call marital money, you do want to feel like, you do want to feel like you have their support.
Right.
And I think being very honest about, I know I've kind of dropped the ball. Here's why I think it will be different. But more importantly, I get why you have reservations. What do you need to see from me? And don't have it be a one and done conversation. A lot of people will run from it. Like they don't want to be held accountable. See it as a great opportunity to not necessarily have your partner hold you accountable, but be like, let's just check in once a week and I'll tell you what I'm learning and growing. And you tell me if you have any fears or reservations. And I think it can be a great way to grow together.
Yeah. And knowing that you do have to kind of talk to someone about it helps you keep yourself accountable to you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also want to encourage people, like, have that conversation with yourself. If you're thinking, oh, am I just going to give up? Am I just going to quit? Okay. What would you need to do differently to stay engaged? What would it look like to go through this in a way that you feel really proud of? And take it from there. Okay. Take it from there. I think it's a really powerful question to ask of just yourself, even if you have a partner you're also having a conversation with. Do it with you too, because a lot of us need to build that trust in ourselves. A lot of us have let ourselves down or not followed through, and that can be changed. That is not the way that you are. That is not a character trait. That is not fixed in any way. Use that feeling. I always love to let the uncomfortable feelings kind of be a compass, pointing me towards what I need to investigate or evaluate. If you're feeling like, oh, I might let myself down, well, what would it look like to not let me down? Okay, well, how can I break that down into like a daily thing? I would need to do this daily. And can I do that just for today? And how can I stay accountable to myself there? But yeah. So listen, guys, this is the last 12 weeks to transformation ever, which is bonkers, but it is. So if you are on the fence, if you want to talk about it, it starts on the 27th. So we don't have a whole lot of time because registration, I believe, closes on like the 23rd. So you don't have a lot of time to register.
Wow. The 23rd?
Make sure that if you, when we talked about the, you know, what would you need to get out of it? What is that worth to you? If you want to talk those through with me, direct message me. But don't let fear and insecurity block you from overcoming a struggle that you've wrestled with for a long time. And listen, I tell my clients all the time, and you'll hear me if we work together this fall, I talk about your part and my part. And my part is to be present. My part is to make sure you get your challenge every week, to make sure you get your identity journal, to answer every question on the coaching calls, to make sure you understand the challenge, to deliver those daily coaching audios and all of that kind of stuff. Your part is to speak up. So as long as you're willing to do that, right, to consume the challenge, to journal in the identity journal, and then if you're struggling, if you're frustrated, if you're scared, if you feel stuck, if you don't understand something, your part is to say so. And I promise you that every single time you will get a response, you will get an engagement. So in that way, you get as much connection with me as you facilitate. Truly, truly, I don't limit that. I don't limit that. I mean, people have told me a million times I should. I don't limit that. You get as much engagement with me. You get as much support. You get as much coaching as you lean into. So I would hate for your fears or your insecurities or your doubts or just assumptions that you're making to keep you from putting a struggle behind you that has been important to you for a long time. If you want to talk about it, message me. Don't wait, because again, there's only a few more days left to register, and you have that option to do that one-time $4.99 add-on to get lifetime access to all three levels of the 12 weeks to transformation for just $4.99.
Now, does that also work for people that are already in veterans and people that are already in masters?
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Wow. So I really hope that we get the opportunity to work together. And I hope most importantly that if you're uncertain or you're on the fence, that you'll just reach out so that we can talk about it. And as I said at the beginning, you'll never get a sales push from me because that's just not my style.
And you said the rosters close on the 24th.
The 23rd or the 24th. Okay. But so the 23rd, we'll have that online.
So you're giving me 4 days to make sure people that signed up at the very end get their journals.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Because we just want to make sure everybody's journals get out in time.
Yes.
Now we have a winner.
We do have a winner.
Energy Plus.
Yes, we do. The winner chicken dinner is at Laurentica.
Laurentica. At Laurentica, if that is your Instagram handle, email Christopher@primalpotential.com. And he, no matter where you live in the world, will mail out those handpicked Energy Plus packets.
Yes, right off our Energy Plus packet tree.
That's right. Absolutely. Guys, I would love the opportunity to work with you this fall. I hope I get that chance. I hope you give me that chance. I'd love to get to know you better. I can tell you that I've created some lifelong friendships from people who started out in the 12 weeks to transformation. So that's always exciting for me, kind of going into a new session. But I guess I should tell them where to go to register, huh?
Yeah,
There'll be a link in the show notes for sure. But primalpotential.com/register. Primalpotential.com/register. If you have any trouble with that link, just reach out.
I'll tell you right now, she's not asking you to judge her by her losers or her winners. She's asking you to judge her by her losers because there's so few.
What are you talking
about? I don't know. Jordan Belfort said it in The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know.
Okay. You're strange.
Have you gone to primalpotential.com? It's pretty great. And that's where you can sign up.
I have been there. Yes. If you're not sure, check the site. Be all over the place, in the show notes, everything like that. If you can't find it, just DM me. I'll hook you up. Or email Chris, and he'll take care of you too.
Stay beautiful, listeners.
Christopher@primalpotential.com. And congrats, Laurentica.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congrats, right. Lauren.
Everybody have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.